Good morning, and welcome to Tech News Briefing, your daily dive into the most compelling stories shaking up the tech world. I'm your host, Arjiv, and joining me today, as always, is our brilliant reporter, Arohi, ready to unpack the headlines.
Great to be here, Arjiv. A lot to cover today.
Absolutely. Before we jump into the news, let's take a quick look back. On this day in history, April 1, 1976, a legendary startup was born in a garage, Apple Computer Company. Founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne, it would, of course, revolutionize personal computing and gadgets as we know them. From garage startups to global giants, the tech world never ceases to evolve, and today's stories truly reflect that dynamic. We're pulling insights from Hacker News, MIT Technology Review, TechCrunch, and many other leading sources to bring you the most vital updates. Arohi, let's kick things off with the big news dominating headlines, OpenAI. We've seen some absolutely massive figures circulating this week. What's the latest on their funding and valuation?
It's truly monumental, Arjiv. OpenAI, despite not yet being public, has reportedly finalized a massive funding round, valuing the AI lab at an astonishing $852 billion. Sources indicate they raised $3 billion from retail investors, part of an even larger $122 billion fundraise. This round was led by major players like Amazon, Nvidia, and SoftBank, clearly signaling strong investor confidence as the company reportedly nears an IPO.
That valuation is staggering, but I've also seen reports suggesting some interesting shifts in investor sentiment on the secondary market. Is there a flip side to this incredible growth story?
There is, and it points to the intensely competitive nature of the AI landscape. While OpenAI's primary funding rounds are soaring, demand for its shares on the secondary market has reportedly seen a dip. This comes as competitor Anthropic, with its Claude models, is running hot. It suggests a diversifying interest among investors, who are now more keenly evaluating other leading AI players. This dynamic highlights that even with massive valuations, the market is constantly recalibrating based on perceived innovation and competitive advantage.
That makes sense. It's not just about one dominant player anymore. And speaking of valuations, Arohi, how is this intense interest impacting AI startups more broadly, particularly at the seed stage?
We're seeing a significant uplift there too, Arjiv. It's not just your imagination. AI seed startups are commanding noticeably higher valuations. Among the most recent Y Combinator cohort, for instance, many startups were reportedly seeing valuations of $40 million or more. This is a clear indicator of the enormous capital flowing into early-stage AI innovation. However, with more money comes higher expectations for these nascent companies to deliver on their ambitious promises.
Higher valuations and higher expectations indeed. Let's move from funding to practical applications and development. How are companies integrating AI into their existing platforms, and what new tools are emerging for developers? Salesforce has some news regarding Slack, right?
That's right. Slack just got a significant AI-heavy makeover from Salesforce, with 30 new features designed to make the communication platform even more useful. These additions aim to enhance productivity, streamline workflows, and integrate AI directly into how teams interact and manage information. It's a clear move to embed generative AI capabilities deeper into enterprise software, making daily tasks smarter and more efficient.
Enhanced productivity is always welcome, but AI's capabilities extend far beyond convenience, sometimes venturing into complex and even risky territory. We've heard some rather striking news about AI's ability to generate exploits. Can you elaborate?
This is a remarkable, and perhaps unsettling, development. An AI model, specifically Claude, reportedly wrote a full free BSD remote kernel RCE with root shell, identified as CVE-20264747. This demonstrates AI's sophisticated capability to identify vulnerabilities and generate complex exploits. It underscores both the power and the potential risks of advanced AI in cybersecurity, signaling a new frontier in offensive and defensive capabilities.
That's a stark reminder of the dual nature of AI. And staying with Claude for a moment, we also have news about a significant leak related to its source code. What happened there?
Indeed, a substantial leak occurred involving the entire Claude Code CLI source code. Due to an exposed map file, approximately 512,000 lines of code were inadvertently made public. This is a treasure trove for competitors and hobbyists alike, who will undoubtedly be studying these internals for weeks. It's a major incident that could provide rivals with deep insights into Claude's architecture and development strategies.
A fascinating, if accidental, window into a competitor's work. Now, for developers looking to run these powerful models closer to home, particularly on Apple hardware, there's good news regarding local model performance.
Absolutely. Running local models on Macs is getting significantly faster thanks to Llama's new MLX support. This update provides Apple Silicon Macs with a substantial performance boost, leveraging their unified memory architecture more efficiently. For developers, this means a smoother, quicker experience when iterating on and testing AI models directly on their machines, enhancing the accessibility of advanced AI development.
That's excellent news for Apple users in the AI community. And for those working with multiple AI agents, managing that complexity can be a challenge. There's a new desktop app aimed at simplifying this, isn't there?
Yes, a new tool called Baton has emerged, a desktop application specifically designed for developing with AI agents. The creator built it out of necessity, finding that managing multiple Claude Code agents across various IDE and terminal windows was becoming too messy. Baton offers a unified interface to see all agents and work trees, seamlessly switch between them, monitor their status, review changes, and quickly spin up new agents in isolated environments. It's a response to the growing need for better orchestration in multi-agent AI development.
A much-needed solution for a rapidly evolving workflow. On the model front, Arohi, we're also hearing about innovations in efficiency, specifically with something called one-bit bonsai. What does that entail?
This is a significant breakthrough in making large language models more efficient. We're seeing the introduction of one-bit bonsai, heralded as the first commercially viable one-bit LLMs by Prism ML. The innovation here is reducing the precision of the model's weights to just one bit, which drastically cuts down on memory usage and computational requirements without sacrificing too much performance. This could unlock LLMs for more resource-constrained environments and devices, democratizing access to advanced AI.
That sounds like a game-changer for deployment. And finally, in this segment on AI development, we have a fascinating story about an AI-boosted project that's bringing advanced search capabilities to an old favorite, Postgres.
Indeed, Arjav, there's a new Postgres extension called PG_TextSearch, which provides BM25 relevance-ranked full-text search. What's truly remarkable is that this project, initially estimated to take a small team 6 to 12 months, was largely solo-developed by an experienced engineer with significant assistance from AI tools like Claude Code and Opus. The developer reported not only completing it in a fraction of the time but also achieving 4.7 times better query throughput at scale compared to leading alternatives like ParadeDB. It's a testament to how AI is rapidly accelerating software development, even in complex database internals.
That's incredible. AI not just creating but also speeding up the creation of sophisticated software. From development, let's pivot to a different kind of challenge, cybersecurity. We've seen a disturbing trend of attacks, particularly targeting open-source projects. What are the latest incidents?
Unfortunately, the trend continues. AI recruiting startup Mercor confirmed it was hit by a cyber attack. This incident has been tied to a compromise of the open-source Light LLM project, and an extortion hacking crew has already claimed responsibility for stealing data from Mercor's systems. It's another reminder of the supply chain vulnerabilities that open-source dependencies can introduce.
And it's not an isolated incident. We've also seen a major open-source project, widely used, targeted by what appear to be state-sponsored actors.
That's correct. North Korean hackers are being blamed for hijacking the popular Axios open-source project. Axios, a web tool downloaded tens of millions of times weekly, had malware inserted into its code. This widespread hack highlights the increasing sophistication and reach of state-backed groups targeting critical infrastructure and widely adopted software to spread their malicious payloads.
These attacks show the broad and indiscriminate nature of cyber threats. And it's not just tech firms or open-source projects. Even established consumer brands are falling victim. Hasbro, for example.
Yes, the American toymaking giant Hasbro announced it was hacked and warned that it might take several weeks to recover fully. The company noted it's continuing to implement measures to secure its business operations, which suggests that the hackers may still have a presence within their systems. It's a significant operational disruption for a major corporation, underscoring that no sector is immune to these persistent threats.
A serious situation indeed. On the security front, Arohi, another topic gaining prominence is quantum computing and its implications for encryption. What's the latest in that rapidly evolving field?
This is a critical area, Arjav. New research indicates that quantum computers may need vastly fewer resources than previously thought to break vital encryption methods, specifically elliptic curve cryptosystems. While the sky isn't falling tomorrow, this accelerates the timeline for what security experts call Q-Day, the point at which quantum computers become powerful enough to render current encryption obsolete. It won't be as expensive or distant as once imagined, pushing the urgency for post-quantum cryptographic solutions.
A looming challenge for global data security. Let's shift gears now to future tech, looking at new gadgets and even the human element in training advanced robotics. What's Nothing planning in the AI device space?
Nothing, known for its distinctive design aesthetic, reportedly has ambitious plans for AI devices. Their roadmap is said to include smart glasses and earbuds. The glasses are anticipated to feature cameras, microphones, and speakers, connecting to a smartphone and the cloud to process AI queries. This points towards a future where AI is seamlessly integrated into our everyday wearables, offering hands-free intelligence.
That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie becoming reality. And speaking of cutting-edge tech, how are humans playing a role in training these advanced systems, particularly humanoid robots?
It's a fascinating new frontier in the gig economy, Arjav. We're seeing a growing number of gig workers training humanoid robots from their own homes. Take Seuss, a medical student in Nigeria, for example. After his day at the hospital, he straps his iPhone to his forehead and records himself performing specific movements, like mimicking a sleepwalker raising their hands. This human motion data is then used to teach humanoid robots how to perform tasks, illustrating a novel form of data training that bridges human behavior with robotic learning.
That's a truly unique way to contribute to the future of robotics. Now, let's quickly touch on a utility tool for developers that's gaining traction.
We're talking about MiniStack, which is emerging as a compelling replacement for LocalStack. For developers who work with cloud-native applications, MiniStack offers an open-source framework for local cloud development. It allows them to develop and test their applications against local versions of AWS services, streamlining the development process and reducing cloud costs. It's a pragmatic solution for modern software development workflows.
A very practical tool, indeed. And finally, let's look at the world of transportation tech, starting with some recall news from Lucid Motors.
Unfortunately, Lucid Motors has issued a recall for over 4,000 Gravity SUVs. The reason cited is improperly welded seat belts, a significant safety concern. This recall indicates that the company is still grappling with quality issues, something they've struggled with since Gravity production began last year. It's a reminder that even high-end electric vehicle manufacturers face considerable challenges in scaling production and maintaining stringent quality control.
A setback for Lucid, no doubt. But on a more positive note in autonomous mobility, Uber and WeRide are making strides in Dubai.
They certainly are. Uber and WeRide have ramped up their robo-taxi operations in Dubai, and critically, these vehicles are now operating without a human safety operator on board. This marks a significant step forward for autonomous driving technology in the region and is part of a broader expansion strategy in the Middle East. It's a strong signal of increasing confidence in the safety and reliability of self-driving cars for public transport.
That's a fascinating look at how AI and cutting-edge tech are reshaping our world, from enterprise software to the roads we drive on. Arohi, thank you for breaking down these stories for us today.
My pleasure, Arjav. Always a packed agenda in tech news.
Absolutely. And before we go, here's a fun fact to leave you with. The very concept of an algorithm, which is foundational to all software and, of course, artificial intelligence, actually predates computers by millennia. It stems from the 9th century Persian mathematician Muhammad ibn Musa al-Khwarizmi, whose name was Latinized to algorithmi, giving us the term we use today. A truly ancient concept at the heart of our most futuristic technologies. That's all for today's tech news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines. Until then, stay curious, and have a fantastic day.